headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Not a very good Indian, maybe even a bad Indian. My cheekbones.
Sorry, everybody. That's completely my fault, guys. Sorry.
Good morning. This is Sophia and Zara for your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In Queensland news, new data from the Queensland government reveals Queensland rural debt has risen to 8.2% in 3 years. According to the Queensland government, the debt rose from nearly $27 billion in 2021 to nearly $30 billion in 2023, which is more than 8% from 2021. The increase in rural debt is attributed to farmers investing in infrastructure, equipment, and new properties to increase their production. Queensland Rural and Industry Development Authority John Gillespie told ABC the agricultural industries in Queensland are doing relatively well in respect to the debt level. Places with the highest levels of rural debt were the Southern Coastal Curtis, Eastern Darling Downs, Western Downs, and Central Highlands. In Queensland news, the Queensland opposition has announced plans to introduce a public child sex offender registry with the new proposed law. LNP leader David Crisafulli proposed Daniel's Law, which will allow public access to information about convicted child sex offenders, including their names and photographs, aiming to help parents safeguard their children. Queensland Police Union President Shane Pryor said the police have not considered how the proposed law would work as resources are stretched out at the moment. However, Queensland Police expressed concerns about the potential for vigilantism and the impact on offenders' rehabilitation efforts. In national news, a survey from the Australian Council of Social Service revealed 75% of Aussies on income support are struggling to afford essential medications. Of the 764 participants, 51% reportedly have been skipping meals, while 71% are cutting back on certain foods entirely. More than 80% have reported negative impacts to their mental and physical health due to rental stress and shame associated in income support. Edwina McDonald, the ACOSS Acting Chief Executive, insists that the government must urgently lift these payments to a livable level.
In national news, anti-war activists in Melbourne are leading large-scale demonstrations to protest against the Land Forces Conference, a prominent gathering of military contractors and arms manufacturers. Activists expect it to be the largest protest in 24 years, criticising the event for promoting war and militarisation. They highlight concerns about Australia's increased defence spending and military preparations, including missile production. Disrupt Land Forces activist Natalie Farah has said, "We don't want weapons in our city. We don't want weapons on this continent." While the protests aim to raise awareness around global militarisation, critics worry about the potential disruptions to the city, including road blockages and clashes with police, arguing that peaceful dialogue might be a better approach. In international news, Sudan has rejected a call by the UN experts for an independent and impartial force to protect civilians displaced by over a year of war. The Sudanese Foreign Ministry dismissed the UN Human Rights Council as a political and illegal body, and its recommendations as a flagrant violation of their mandate. UN experts reported harrowing violations by both sides, which may amount to war crimes and crimes against humanity. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus urge the world to wake up and help Sudan. For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with cloud cover. It is currently 8